Sechem Hashem Perakei Mishnah Dalat Hamoy did as a bo Bemam Ko Bemu Rachbo. Hareza Bechayutan did the Rabbi talk. Somebody who's measuring the well with a measuring stick. Whether it's measuring the well to find out the depth of the water in the well, or whether it's measuring the width of the well. In both cases, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the water that's on the measuring stick is b'chiyuta. If that water ends up on Paris, the Paris would be mukhtar to be makabo tuma. And since you wanted to measure the well, you want the water that's on the measuring stick, so that water is considered nichale, and if it ends up on Paris, the Paris are mukhtar to be makabo tuma. Rabbi Akiva, I'm lo'amko b'chiyuta. U'yarachbo ena b'chiyuta. Rabbi Akiva differentiate as to whether you're measuring the well to find out the depth of the water, or whether you're measuring the width of the well. If you're measuring the well to find out the depth of the water, you want the water on the measuring stick. And that's how you tell how deep the water is, until what point the measuring stick is wet. So since you want the water on the measuring stick, the water is considered nichale, and if it drips off the Paris, it's machshir the Paris. But if you're measuring the width of the well, you don't need the water on the measuring stick to find out how wide the well is. So that water is not nichale, and if it ends up on Paris, it would not be machshir the Paris. Mephoshim say the Rabbi Tarfon ends up conceding to Rabbi Akiva. He agrees with the difference that Rabbi Akiva makes between whether you're measuring the depth of the well or the width of the well. So the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Sechem Hashir and Perakei Mishnah Hey Pasha Yado O Raglo O Kana Labor Leida Miyisbo Mayim Einan Bechiyuta. Somebody who sticks his hand or his foot or measuring stick into a well to find out if there's water in the well at all. The water that ends up on his hand or his foot or the measuring stick, if that water drips onto Paris, it would not be Masha the Paris. It's not Bechiyuta. And even though he wanted to stick his hand or his foot or the measuring stick in the well, that's the only way to tell if there's water in the well, but he didn't need to bring the water up with his hand or his foot or the measuring stick. He just needs to feel if there's water there. So the water is considered low nichle, that he did not want that water, and therefore when it drips onto Paris, it's not machshir the Paris. Leida kama mayim yeshpo hareza bechiyuta. But if he stuck his hand or his foot or the measuring stick in the well to find out how much water is in the well, so now he needs the water to come out with his hand or his foot, so he can see how much water was in there. In such a case, that water is considered nichale, and if it drips onto Paris, it would be machshir the Paris. Zorak evan labor, leidam yishbo mayim. Somebody who throws a stone into a well to find out if there's water in the well. Hanitzin einan bechiyutan, the etz shebe evan tahorim. The water that splashes out from the well after he throws a stone into the well is not bechiyutan, it's not considered nichale, as he doesn't need the water to splash out to find out if there's water in the well. So therefore, if that water ends up on Paris, it's not machshir the Paris. And the water that's on the stone itself that was thrown into the well, that water is tar, it's not makabel tuma. As even if the heaven is floating in the water, and part of the heaven is outside of the water that's on the part of the heaven that's outside of the water is considered attached to the mikvah. And water that's in the mikvah is not makabel tuma, so the water that's on the stone is tar, it's not makabel tuma.